Qui-Gon Jinn. Though we hardly knew you at all, we knew the Jedi had to die, and you were the first to fall. You fell into invasion when the droids attacked Naboo. Someone had to save the queen, and the task was up to you. And it seems to me they took your life with a saber in the ribs. After fighting like a master with an evil Sith, and I would have liked to see you train the little kid. Your Padawan showed him the Force, and so I guess you did. Lots of stuff, and the way we look at Jedi you have changed, with all your lies and your stubbornness, and that hair was kinda strange. And even when you died, you made millions of us say, hey, I just don't get it, why didn't his body fade? Seems to me they took your life with a saber in the ribs, by a Sith Lord for the first time in 1,000 years. And I would have liked to see you train the little kid. Your Padawan showed him the Force, and so I guess you did. Goodbye, Qui-Gon Jinn. Though we really liked you and all, you had the chance to save yourself, but you couldn't match Darth Maul. Goodbye, Qui-Gon Jinn. From the young fan in the 22nd row, who sees you as something more contextual, how the Jedi were so long ago. It seems to me he took your life with a saber in the ribs. You were fighting like a master, but you couldn't win. And even death would bind you to the little kid. Your bodies didn't fade away like the Jedi did.